a legal battle in the Midwest has a large group of Midwestern farmers opposed to former executives of their now-defunct corn processing plant. The farmers claim the executives misled them into selling out to agribusiness giant Archer Daniels Midland. Minnesota Public Radio's Mary Lozier reports.
Dan Thompson's house in Marshall, Minnesota sits empty in a suburban neighborhood a few miles from the plant. Thompson was the CEO of the farmer-owned company Minnesota Corn Processors until it was sold to Archer Daniels Midland last summer.
Dan Thompson got the big money, and before the ink was dry, he was out of town and in Houston.
Jim Larson is among the more than 5,000 farmers who once owned shares in Minnesota Corn Processors. The company was the number two ethanol producer in the nation behind ADM. It also made sweeteners and other products from the corn that farmers grew. Last summer, Larson and the other farmer owners voted by a landslide to sell out to competitor ADM. Larson's shares brought him more than $270,000. He used the money to pay off debt on his farming operation. But he wonders now if the process that determined the price he got paid was a fair one.
After the vote and talking to different people and hearing some of the things that went on, I feel that we might have gotten swindled out of some money.
The lawsuit charges that Dan Thompson and other executives at Minnesota Corn Processors acted in their own self-interest when they oversaw the sale to ADM. It says in the spring of last year, Thompson met with ADM officials in Chicago and set a price, and after that he got the terms of his employment agreement changed so he would receive a $2 million executive retention payment if the sale went through. According to the complaint, other executives also obtained agreements totaling more than $6.5 million. Then, the lawsuit says, they began advising farmers that their company's future looked bleak. Just beyond the back steps of his farmhouse, farmer Don DeLange is leveling ground for a new machine shed. DeLange thought the plant's prospects looked good, so he voted against the sale, despite the advice of company executives.
All we ever heard from the company people was, sell, 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 how rotten everything is. And every other time we go to a meeting, annual meeting, whatever, all they talked about how good it was before last summer when they wanted to sell it.
But at the time, many in the ethanol industry thought the future was bright. The federal government was expected to mandate a tripling of ethanol use. In California, demand for ethanol was growing because a gasoline additive that competes with ethanol was being phased out. But the plant had been on the brink of bankruptcy only a few years back. Many of the plant's farmer owners were in financial trouble. Before ADM's offer, stock in Minnesota Corn Processors was trading at around $1 a share. ADM was willing to pay nearly three times that price, offering nearly $400 million and assuming more than $200 million in debt. Minnesota Corn Processors CEO Dan Thompson was unavailable for comment for this report, but in an interview last summer with Minnesota Public Radio, he pushed for the sale.
The stories I've heard back from a few of the members, the ones that really warm my heart and touch me, are the guys say, you just saved my farm. I've got debt and mortgage. I'm 70 years old. This is going to pay it off. I'm not going to have to auction off my farm or sell my land.
Dan Thompson's attorney, Pat Williams, says the multimillion-dollar payments to executives were a legitimate and necessary part of doing business.
The change of control agreement, you know, actually provides a benefit to the company and the farmer owners here of keeping the key management in place during the critical time that the merger is being considered.
And ADM spokeswoman Carla Miller says farmers were informed about the payments beforehand.
We felt the agreement was disclosed in the proxy statement that it was a fair purchase price. It was approved by 80% of the farmers.
But farmers like Dean Busing say the sale meant the end of a dream. Busing was one of the original farmers who built the plant more than 20 years ago, hoping to capture for themselves some of the profits enjoyed by huge ag companies such as ADM and Cargill.
I feel as if now that it's gone, they sold our future. I have sons that want to farm and are farming. This was their future.
Whatever it meant for farmers, the sale certainly helped ADM. Its most recent quarterly report shows its corn processing profits jumped 47% due to higher sales of ethanol and higher prices for corn sweeteners. For NPR News, I'm Mary Lozier in St. Paul.